American Language Course, Book 27, Tape 1A. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 1A. Look at Figure 1. Look at the first picture. Listen and repeat the words.
Number 1. Countless. Countless. Number 2. Willing. Willing. Number 3. Zone. Zone. Number 4. Challenge. Challenge. Number 5. Disregard. Disregard. Number 6. Surrender. Surrender.
Listen to the paragraph.
Countless visitors are willing to endure the heat of a hot desert zone to visit the Great Pyramids. They are challenged by the beauty of this historic site. They disregard the heat and will not surrender to their exhaustion. They don't give up until they have seen the pyramids.
Listen and repeat some sentences.
Number 1. Countless visitors are willing to endure the heat of a desert zone. Number 2. They are challenged by the beauty of the sights. Number 3. They disregard the heat . Number 4, they will not surrender to their exhaustion.
Now look at Figure 2. Answer a question. Select the best item, A, B, or C.
Number 1, what do you call the area around the school? Number 2. The losing team asked the winning team to play again. What did the losing team do? Number 3. Jan was agreeable to cleaning up the kitchen. How did she feel about it? Number 4. The troops gave up their position to the enemy. What did the troops do? Number 5. The instructor ignored the bell. What did she do? Number 6. There were so many tickets sold, they couldn't keep track of them. How many tickets were sold?
Now, check your answers.
The answer to number 1 is letter B, a school zone. Repeat, the area around the school is called a school zone. The answer to number 2 is letter A. Challenge the winners. Repeat. The losers challenge the winners to another game. The answer to number 3 is letter C. Willing. Repeat. She was willing to clean up the kitchen. The answer to number 4 is letter C. Surrendered their position. Repeat. The troops surrendered their position. The answer to number 5 is letter B. Disregarded the bell. Repeat. She disregarded the bell. The answer to number 6 is letter A. Countless. Repeat. Countless tickets were sold.
Now look at figure 3. Repeat the underlined words.
Number 7. Experiment. Experiment. Number 8. Isolate. Isolate. Number 9. Count on. Count on. Number 10. Funds. Funds. Number 11. Periodic. Periodic.
Listen to the paragraph.
In universities throughout the country, experiments are being conducted regularly. Scientists are trying to isolate the causes of certain illnesses. To perform these tests and studies, the schools often count on receiving funds from the government. The government makes periodic checks, sometimes annually, on the schools to ensure the tests are being conducted according to government regulations.
Listen and repeat some sentences.
Number 1. Experiments are being conducted regularly. Number 2. Scientists try to isolate the causes of illnesses. Number 3. Schools get funds or money from the government. Number 4. Schools count on support from the government. Number 5. The government makes periodic checks on the schools.
Now look at figure 4. Answer the question. Write the number in front of the correct letter. Listen and write.
Number 1. When you want to discover why something reacts the way it does, you conduct a scientific test. What's another word for a scientific test? Number 2. People you can rely on are dependable. What term means the same as rely on? Number 3. Often it's best to keep a sick child away from other children. What word means to separate? Number 4. He has a medical checkup annually. What word describes a repeated action occurring at regular times. Number 5. John can't get a new car. He hasn't saved enough money. What does John lack?
Now check your answers.
The answer to number 1 is letter A, experiment. Repeat. A scientific test is called an experiment. Number 2 is letter C, count on.
Repeat.
Rely on means the same thing as count on. Number 3 is letter B, isolate. Repeat. To separate from others means to isolate. Number 4 is letter E, periodic. Repeat. The word periodic describes a repeated action occurring at regular times. Number 5 is letter D, funds. Repeat. He lacks funds.
Look at figure 5. Repeat the underlined words.
Number 12. Look down on. Look down on. Number 13. Work out. Work out. Number 14. Look up to. Look up to. Number 15, inferior. Inferior.
Listen to the paragraph.
Some students look down on others who don't do well in class. Just because a classmate does poorly in class doesn't mean he or she is inferior in any way. Sometimes students have personal problems that are difficult to work out or solve. These problems can interfere with a student's progress. Those who make good grades should remember that grades alone are not enough to make people look up to them. If they want to be respected, they must be considerate and understanding of others' problems.
Repeat some sentences.
Number 1. Repeat. Some students look down on their classmates. Number 2. Repeat. Some problems are difficult to work out. Number 3, repeat. Poor students are not inferior students. Number 4, repeat. When you are respected, people look up to you.
Now look at figure 6. Listen to a sentence and write T if it is correct or F if it is false.
Number 1. Inferior products are low in quality. Number 2. To look down on means to show respect. Number 3. To look up to someone means to search for them. Number 4. When you've solved a problem, you've worked it out.
Now, check your answers.
Number 1, inferior products are low in quality, is true. Repeat, inferior products are low in quality. Number 2, to look down on means to show respect, is false. Repeat, to look down on means to consider inferior. Number 3, to look up to someone means to search for them, is false. Repeat, to look up to someone is to respect them. Number 4, when you've solved the problem, you've worked it out, is true. Repeat, when you've solved the problem, you've worked it out.
Now, listen to some dialogues which show willingness and refusal. Number 1.
Is John willing to lend us a hand with this project?
No, he won't help because he doesn't like the candidate.
Number 2.
Frank won't use the school computer.
Will he provide his own?
He said he would if we'd pay for the paper.
I'd be willing to do that if you share the cost.
Now look at figure 7. Look at some ways to show willingness and refusal. Listen and repeat the sentences.
Number 1. Beth said she is willing to go for you. Now say the same sentence using the word will instead of is willing to. Repeat. Beth said she will go for you. Number 2. Beth said she was willing to go for you. Say the same sentence using would instead of was willing to. Repeat. Beth said she would go for you.
Now, listen and repeat the sentences which show refusal.
Number 1. Bill refuses to accept the assignment. Say the same sentence using won't instead of refuses to. Repeat. Bill won't accept the assignment. Number 2. Bill refused to accept the assignment. Say the same sentence using wouldn't instead of refused to. Repeat. Bill wouldn't accept the assignment.
Now listen to a sentence. Then change it like the sentences in Figure 7. Listen, change, and say the new sentence.
Number 1. Ned said he is willing to get the groceries. Repeat. Ned said he will get the groceries. Number 2. Bill refused to work late. Repeat. Bill wouldn't work late. Number 3. Joan refuses to go. Repeat. Joan won't go. Number 4. Paul told us he was willing to take a chance. Repeat. Paul told us he would take a chance.
Now look at figure 8. Listen to a dialogue. Read a question and select the correct answer. Number 1.
I'm tired. I don't want to watch anymore.
Okay, I'll turn it off now.
Number 2.
Here it is, right below the equator.
I see it. I had no idea it was located there.
Number 3.
Here, let me take the wheel.
Okay, but watch out for the wind. It can blow you off course when it's this strong.
Number 4.
Did you see this? It's really funny.
That one's always funny. I read it every day because it reminds me of myself.
Listen to the dialogues and questions again and check your answers. Number 1.
I'm tired. I don't want to watch anymore.
Okay, I'll turn it off now.
What are they doing? The answer is letter B, watching TV. Number 2.
Here it is, right below the equator.
I see it. I had no idea it was located there.
What are they looking at? The answer is letter A, a map. Number 3.
Here, let me take the wheel.
Okay, but watch out for the wind. It can blow you off course when it's this strong.
Where are they? The answer is letter C, in a boat. Number 4.
Did you see this? It's really funny.
That one's always funny. I read it every day because it reminds me of myself.
What are they looking at? The answer is letter B, the comics. This is the end of tape 1A, book 27.